I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Albert Dragon, and Albert has hiked 1,600 miles of the Appalachian Trail, which goes through 14 states from Georgia to Maine. Did you look forward to meals along the way, or was it pretty much just hiking food?
We would try to get into town about every 4 or 5 days to resupply, take a shower, wash our clothes. And at that time, we would really look forward to a meal. Yes, indeed. That is so. You could eat camp food, and it tastes great out there. But if you get into town and you can eat a cooked meal, that is fantastic.
So you chart out the trip. Then you know where you're going to be restocking. And all along the way, there are towns that are accustomed to serving the needs of hikers.
Yes. Yes, indeed. There are a lot of trail towns, and they welcome hikers. There are books that will tell you where the towns are so you can plan on where you want to resupply.
What's the biggest risk when you're hiking? If people get hurt, is because they fall off a cliff or they get bit by a snake or what?
Well, according to the Appalachian Trail Conservancy, the thing that causes the most problems, the most dangerous thing they consider, is fording a river or a very rapidly running creek. Where the chances are that you may slip and fall and maybe get carried away or bang your head or something.
Did you actually ford creeks?
Yes. Most of the time, there are little log bridges that go across creeks, or there are stepping stones. But I remember being by myself one time in a rushing creek, and they had stepping stones, but the water was going right over them, and I just had to be ultra careful as I went across.